What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so on a serious note, Rico has something he wants to... I said sell you this pen. I mean, in a post-football apocalypse, I mean, you know it's bad if I'm trying to watch Severance, but... This is a big night for local college basketball. And look, candidly, if I say it about the NBA, I got to say it about college hoops. I don't know that it draws. Like, look, case in point with the Pistons tonight, before Rico sells you the pen. The Pistons largely play a collection of teams that don't try. Chicago Bulls traded their best player. Oh, big back-to-back against Chicago. Yeah, it ain't Michael and Scotty coming to town. So it's hard to ask people on their Tuesday night, hey, lock in. Pistons should drill the Bulls tonight because the Bulls aren't trying. Now, college is different. The teams try. Mm-hmm. The problem is you don't know any of the players. So, look, sell the people.
Here's the thing. Guys, tonight, if you want to give college basketball a try, this is the night to do it. Why? There are four games that you're going to see some of the best teams in college hoops. Some in the Big Ten, some in the SEC. Now, starting at 7 o'clock, you're going to see Michigan hosting Purdue. What's on the line? First place in the Big Ten. You got both teams sitting there with just two losses. Michigan is 18-5 overall. Purdue is 19-5 overall. Michigan's last loss was to Purdue. Now they get the return trip here tonight. That game, 7 o'clock. And here's some numbers for you, Mike. If you're thinking Big Ten basketball is slow and methodical, nah. Purdue averages 79 points a game. David, you know what Michigan averages?
In the 80s somewhere?
82 yeah. points a game. This ain't your father's Big Ten basketball where they just go up and down its first team to 50. No. On top of that, both Purdue and Michigan will shoot 50% from the field. So, and from the three-point line, Mike, because I know you like that, Purdue 38%, Michigan 36%.
No. I know.
Don't put that evil on me. I'm just telling you what it takes to win. It's. I wish it were old school. Can we get a post up?
Just saying. Yes, you can, because Michigan has Vlad Goldin, who could end up being the Big Ten Player of the Year. He is that good. When the ball goes down low, he's an automatic two. He's the reason why their field goal percentage is so high, because this dude is money. As you like to say, punchable face, yes, but really good player. That game's on Peacock. Also, simultaneously, you know what? Pull up your laptop, watch that game on TV, on ESPN. You got Kentucky and Tennessee. Battle of the SEC. Kentucky averaging 87 points a game. Tennessee averaging 75 points a game. But Tennessee is favored in this game. You're looking at number 3 versus number 14, I believe. This is a game where they're going up and down the court. So even if you think the Big Ten is slow, the SEC basketball, guys, it's about the closest that you're going to see to the NBA is SEC hoops this year. I mean, I watched the Kentucky-Alabama game earlier this year, and I think they finished with a total of like 212 points combined. So, yeah, up and down the court they go. And at 9 o'clock, you got Michigan State hosting Indiana. Tom Izzo can become the Big Ten all-time winningest coach. Michigan State averaging 80 points a game. Indiana averaging 76 points a game. Three-point percentage, we're not going to talk about that. But field goal percentage, 47 for Michigan State, 46 for Indiana. And you got Alabama going to Texas tonight at 9 p.m. Alabama, number two team in the nation. But, Mike, they're only favored by 4.5 points in this game. Alabama, either they're shooting threes or they're dunking the ball, as you like to say in the pre-show meeting. That's pretty much the best team I've seen in the nation. I know Auburn's number one, but to me, Alabama is the number one team. You get a chance to look at a lot of top 10 teams tonight. It's rare that it happens, but at 7 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, ESPN and Peacock, that's what you need to be watching.
No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
No. So you let me do.
This is the topic. People, are you going to dedicate some time to this? I'm not telling you what you should and shouldn't do. Rico's probably right. It is an alluring card. Here's the problem. For someone like me, they wreck the sport.
So you can't even give it a try?
Yeah, I don't care.
But see, I think a lot of people are going to be the people who say, you know what, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl, but then you end up watching the Super Bowl.
No.
Just turn over and watch the game and give it a try, because football ain't coming back for a long time.
Well, guess what? I recognize something. You know, I've become just wake me when the tournament starts guy. That's really where I've arrived at. Yep. I used to be the guy who loved Big Monday and Super Tuesday and would dial in for the big ACC matchups and every big thing. I don't care anymore.
Even with two SEC games coming on tonight?
Don't care. Wow. The game that I might watch will be this weekend. I'll watch Bama and Auburn because it's elite. But
number 5, Tennessee.
Games aren't enjoyable
Kentucky
for me. They're not enjoy. It's just a bad product for me.
No.
For people,
saying, no.
Like, I hope people watch because your sales pitch is true. Everything you're saying is right. It's just I've changed.
But, Mike, for you, that's why I would say you just need to watch ESPN tonight. Watch the Tennessee-Kentucky game followed by Alabama-Texas.
Okay.
And
look,
I think at that point, Peacock, no, because if I had.
Well, there's another problem. There's another problem. Rico's selling me the Big Ten double dip, and instead of it being on ESPN or, you know, Big Ten Network, look, it's the Peacock again. I don't want to do that because then I don't get to change channels. Look, you ask the people. I support what you're selling. The problem is I know now what I am. I'm tournament guy. You can't make me.
248-539-9797. People, can you give basketball, college hoops, a try? Because there are four good games tonight.
Can you have love in your heart? Kenny, case in point, your stupid league took a two-week sabbatical. There is no football. There is no baseball. And let's face it, nobody watches the NBA. Can Kenny Cott give college hoops a chance tonight?
I'll give love a chance. I also enjoy you acting like a 7-year-old. You can't make me. I'm not gonna do it.
That's how I feel.
No, I'll give it a shot. Why not? There's literally nothing else.
So yeah, I mean, if
that's
you
the
want,
sales pitch. That's the whole sales pitch.
And here's the beauty: put Peacock up on your laptop, put ESPN on your television set, and just sit back for 4 hours of basketball, four games. You'll love it. And these are top teams. And the Big Ten, yeah, first place is on the line.
Come on, people. Come on. Tell me right here, right now. Rico wants to sell you this pen. You buying? Because all I know is everything I once loved about this sport, I don't feel it no more. Big Ten isn't even the Big Ten. I used to watch every single Michigan State game. I would never miss one. Losses were agonizing. I'd overreact to all of them. Now? Whatever.
Like I said, you're up in David, your boys, Michigan, favorite against Purdue. Like I said, first place on the line in this game. Michigan hasn't lost since they got blown out by Purdue.
But you know this. Michigan doesn't have basketball fans. They don't start watching until March either.
And undefeated in the Big Ten at Chrysler.
Correct.
Game
yeah.
is sold out. At Chrysler.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me on that game. I am watching that game. But the other game that I want to pay attention to is that Tennessee-Kentucky game tonight, which is also at the same time.
So you're in. You're with Rico. You're going to do this tonight.
I'm curious to see how good Tennessee and Kentucky
and then,
are.
And you know what the sad part is? 10 years ago, for certain, this, the way it would be packaged, the way it would be promoted, the way the sport was, it would have been a huge night and a great opportunity for college hoops because there is no hockey and the NBA nobody cares about and football's dead. But I think the problem is a ton of people are like me and they go, all right, well, yeah, no. I mean, it kills me because college football and basketball used to be my favorites.
Well, here's the thing. You got entertaining games tonight. I'm not peddling Iowa versus Rutgers.
No, but the people are saying to you, and this is where I do wonder if the people are painting a picture here that maybe I'm not a freakazoid. Maybe I'm not Walter Matthau. Maybe the actual erosion of what they've done to these sports is playing out. Because what you're saying, everything makes sense. No, I should be hyped for these games.
And I know you know this, Mike.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, sorry.
That's my fault, not yours. We're way over time. Hi there. Victor's Home Solutions. My bad, Rico.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.